Okay. All right, this is another tough one. What do you call the man who delivers your mail?
Mailman.
Okay, and the man who picks up your garbage?
Garbage man.
Okay. Do you have a name for a person who has a lot of pull with city government? He has a lot of influence. His word pretty much goes.
Is it like the councilman?
Okay.
Or the councilman?
Have you ever heard that expression, so-and-so's got a lot of pull?
Uh-uh.
I heard that. Okay. Have you ever heard of a man who really doesn't have a job? He doesn't have a real job. He doesn't do any real work, but he's on the city's payroll and he gets money without doing any work.
I've heard of people talking like that, but I don't know nobody that do it.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard the words Chinaman or payroller used for somebody like that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Say if you were going shopping to get some groceries, what would you call the store that you'd go to?
The grocery store?
Any other names for it?
Piggly Wiggly.
Well, I mean, you know, not specific, but just in general, like grocery store.
That's what we used to do, grocery store.
Okay, do you ever hear people call it the supermarket?
Yeah, supermarket. I don't know
where
my
mind is. Okay. Is there any other type of store where you go to buy groceries that wouldn't be as big as a supermarket? Like it just might be in the neighborhood somewhere.
Like a mini market?
Yeah.
A junior food store?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Do people ever call those convenience stores or something like that?
Junior food store is a mini market.
So they use a specific name for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In any of these supermarkets around here, is there a part of it where you can buy specially prepared? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay.
Go to the sister's room.
Okay.
It's okay. Is there a part of it where you can go buy specially prepared foods like hors d'oeuvres or special cheeses or things like that, you know?
You want like a restaurant?
Well, it's not, you don't sit there and eat. You just buy the food and take it home with you.
Buy the food.
And it's usually like special foods, maybe for parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not here.
Have you ever heard the word delicatessen?
Yeah. It's a lot of them in Fort Wallace and Panama City, but not here.
Then you call them?
Huh?
You would call it a...
Call it the place. I guess we'll call it a
delicatessen.
Yeah.
I just needed to say it for me since you heard it.
Can I say it? A delicatessen.
Okay. People ever shorten that to deli? Or have you heard that?
I mean, is it spelled D-E-L-I?
I think it's just one L.
D-E-L-I. Well, I don't know, but
say if you wanted to toast a sandwich and do it without using the whole oven, is there anything, any kind of electrical appliance you could use besides the oven?
Toaster.
All right. Now, is that like the type that springs up?
Mm-hmm.
Toast? Or anything else that you might be able to cook a hamburger patty on?
Grill.
All right.
What about a microwave?
Right. That's what I'm interested in. Okay. Are you, would people around here ever say, I got a new electric skillet or electric white frying pan? Wouldn't say that?
Maybe they would. I never heard nobody say it.
Okay.